that. All right, good job. Take your Bible, if you will, please. We're going to be looking tonight in the book of Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah. Chapter 29, okay? In Isaiah chapter number 29. I noticed here that a few days ago Charles Stanley died at the age of 90. And he is in it for a long time. Of course, he didn't use the King James Bible. I've heard a time or two of what he had to say. He was a good speaker, but if what he had to say, most of the time, if it was poison, it wouldn't hurt you. If it was medicine, it wouldn't help you. And that's a shame, because he had his wife left him in the year 2000. And, of course, you know, for whatever reason, this or that. But 90-year-old man. All right, Isaiah chapter 29. And look in verse number 6. And thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder and with earthquake and great noise, with storm and tempest and the flame of devouring fire. We see that across the country, don't we? And the multitude of the nations that fight against Israel, that reference, if you read the first part of the chapter, has reference unto Israel. And said, even all that fight against her and her munition, and said, and that distress her, shall be as a dream of a night vision. Now here's our text verse. It shall be even as when a hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he awaketh, and his soul is empty. Or as when a thirsty man dreameth, and behold, he drinketh, but he awaketh, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite, and so shall the multitude of all the nations be that fight against Mount Zion. Stay yourselves and wonder, crying ye out and crying, they that are drunken, but not with wine, they stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and he hath closed your eyes, and the prophets and your rulers and the seers hath he covered. And the vision of all that is become unto you, as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver one to that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, saith, I am not learned. Wherefore the Lord said, forasmuch as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but they've removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men. Our Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you, Lord, how good it is to be in the house of God. Again, we ask your blessings upon these prayer requests. We thank you for the goodness of God that led, brought us to repentance. Thank you, dear God, for having answered prayer in days gone by. We realize and know that the doctors can give us injections, but we know you're the great physician. Bless, I pray, this congregation tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight on battling for the soul of a nation. That's what we read about there in about verse number 8. Now, in the day and hour that we're living in, let me tell you, is that we've got a man that calls himself president. And he's a bumbling idiot, and all of his cabinet with him that are in the White House. And his campaign slogan is, he wants to battle for the soul of this nation. Well, I got news for you, honey. The devil does too. And let me tell you right now, Biden has not let the devil use him to completely destroy America, but he's got a pretty good leg up on it. And I promise you right now, yes, son, if God doesn't intervene, this thing's gone down in a hurry. I want to say to you that, if you will, we're living in the last days. This Bible said that when you look into it, that in the last days perilous times shall come. We live in a dangerous time. Who would have ever dreamed you could drive to town, you'll all be surrounded by a whole bunch of thugs beating out your windshield, taking and robbing your groceries or carjacking and stealing your vehicle and all that, or just beating you up because they could, leaving you laying around bloody. Who would have ever dreamed a lawless society like we've got across this nation would be in existence? But it is. I want to say to you, it is a dangerous time. the enemy hates us. And let me tell you, you're going to find out those that hate us have become rulers over us by the permission of God. If you read over there in the book of Leviticus, and we'll not take time to turn there, but in chapter number 26, you'll read over there and you'll find out is that the reason why is that the rulers hate over us is because that we've desecrated the Sabbath day. We've treated it just like it was a regular, ordinary day. And it's gotten to where that in the day and hour that we live in, not only that we've forgotten about the house of God, and we've not set apart what God sets apart. And here's what he said is going to happen. I'm going to put rulers over you that hate us, and we got them. Let me tell you something. I love America. But we have a government we've had to labor under that's a liar, that's a cheater, that's a robber. And they're stealing all that from us. In this lesson that you're looking at, let me say to you, is that one man, pay close attention, one man ought not to be able to take the stroke of a pen, call it an executive order, and spend over $1 trillion of taxpayer money. One man ought not to be able to do that. One man ought not to be able to shut down a pipeline and cause 11,000 jobs to be. You see what I'm talking about? Now the reason they've got on trial now this teachers union that was lying to us 3 years ago about the COVID. Here's what I'm wondering. Why in the world don't they go ahead and take care of business? It don't take 3 years to find out who's lying, cheating, conniving, and all that business there. And why not call them people out on the mat and take care of that business? That's what's wrong in the day and hour that we're living in. Too many lawyers making money off of it. I got to say to you that if you will, that whenever you begin to look into this lesson, you'll find is that people are busy about the devil's business, and one man signing an executive order has got a pretty good leg up on it to destroy the country. Now, I want to tell you something, and let me just ask you this, something you can go home, we can't do anything about it, but you can ask your friends and neighbors. It makes a good conversation piece. What good is the House and the Senate if one man can, by the stroke of a pen, and holler executive order and undo whatever's been done? Let me say to you that when you begin to look into this, you begin to find out that the leaders that hate us are there, and no doubt, by the hand of God and permission of God. The Bible said over there in the book of Isaiah chapter 59, about verse number 14, you ain't got to turn there, but the Bible said that they've gone backward, that truth has fallen in the streets, and equity cannot enter. Now, do you know what that means when it says equity cannot enter? Well, here's what it means. It means that it's not going to be fair. Equity is a fairness. Equity is impartial. Equity, buddy, is going to give you a fair shape. It's going to put you on equal ground with something. Well, God said when it got in the shape it was in that equity can't enter. Let me tell you right now, we've seen an example of that this week. In fact, I guess it was last week, but here we are now into this week. And let me tell you the reason why that it's brought up. Did you knew that Fox News had fired Tucker Carlson? I told somebody when he brought that about the insurrection and he was showing all the lying, cheating, conniving the Democrats did. Brother Ron and I talked the next hour and I said he won't be there long. He won't be, and especially whenever they all of them had the log jaw and backed up and wanted to distance himself and not back him up over what he was telling. And now you'll find that whenever you look at a news excerpt, they've got Don Lemon that was fired from CNN and Tucker Carlson that was fired from Fox News, and they've got him up there on the same page, as both of them had the same thing done to them. They're not the same people. At least Tucker would dare to tell you the truth. Don Lemon ain't nothing but a lying, cheating, conniving, Negro queer that has absolutely nothing but a liberal agenda that he wants to fight the truth tooth and toenail. But you see what happens? Equity's not going to enter in because they want to be identified him with somebody. Well, Fox News got rid of Tucker Carlson, see. I want to say that whenever you begin to look into this Bible lesson, here's what you begin to recognize and realize. And you'll find out is that while one man may tell the truth, The other man, he's simply counting his money. Now, if you're burdened about Tucker, don't be. If you wanted to take up an offering and feel bad because he lost his job, don't worry about it. He's worth like 400 and some odd million. I mean, he can make it on 400 and something million if he has a pea patch on the side. In this lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, here's what is wrong with this world. The love of money is the root of all evil. Now, the new perversions of Bible say that it's the root of all kinds of evil. No, it's the root of all evil. Now, there might be some evil, but according to them, that money's not behind. Let me tell you, where there's evil, there's money behind it. I'd freeze it over there in the book of James. The Bible said in chapter number 5 and about verse number 3 that their gold and their silver is going to be cankered against them. Now, I'm not talking about those of you that have some silver and some gold and all that. I used to carry a little silver in my front pocket, in my pocket. When I was a kid, you could get a quarter that had a lot of silver in it. Now it's got a little copper in it. And I got sand and pebbles and all of that. Oh, there's a copper there. But all the rest of it's no silver no more. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, is that he gets up, the president, or it, I should say your president, he's not mine, but I'm just in the country button. I know he's not yours either. But let me tell you what they do is, he gets up and tells everybody how good the economy is. He gets up, you know, he's a devil. And by the way, I want to say this, there's no such thing as a person being a Democrat that's not in favor of the devil. There's no such thing as a person being a Democrat and not being partial to the devil and all that he's got. I'm just telling you, that's the way it is. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out Biden gets up and he tells how good the economy's doing. Well, that's all it takes for a lot of people to be able to believe he's right. They forget about the inflation that we've got. They forget about the high taxes that we're paying. They forget about the excessive taxation that we've got without representation. They forget about the murder of babies. Do you realize, though, the Democratic Party, listen, they'd fight tooth and toenail to get a chance to be able to murder a baby. I don't know how much they've rehashed that abortion pill to where they could go ahead and have that accessible to some of them and all that. Their socialistic ideology, they don't want you to have anything. They want to be able to get what you've earned and have it for themselves. They're in a bed with communist bedfellows, and you'll find out they deny the crisis that's down at the border, and they've abandoned Americans over in Afghanistan and any place else that they ever pulled up and pulled out. Remember whenever Vietnam, when we left in Vietnam and pulled out of there, remember the 2,500 to 3,000 plus that they were wondering, how come we've not gone back and got those men that stood and fed, fought and bled and died? Let me say to you, people have forgot about that. Let me tell you what they forgot about in the Biden administration. They've cluttered up the country with queers, transgenders, windmills, solar panels. I'll tell you right now is, if you've got a solar panel, I'm not against it. I've got one solar panel that I put on a deer feeder. But I tell you what I don't like is when I'm driving out in West Texas and when I used to see beautiful mountains and hills and scenery, now it's a bunch of windmills there that ain't doing nothing. And over here in this field, it's just far as you can see, either direction, those solar panels that are lined up there. And that's just cluttered up the world. And I could get by with that. But they also got queers and transgenders and they've stuck them all across the country. Homeless people, have you ever seen how that some of the homeless people, whenever they're out there, have trashed up? It just looks like a garbage dump. In some of these, this is in the United States of America. We're talking about the land of the free that's in bondage. I got to tell you something else I've noticed is that you'll find out that crime is at an all-time high. Rape, robbery, ruination. They're a bunch of religious blasphemers is what they are. Now, I said all that, and I've just described them by name, but a whole lot of that goes to the Republican Party. A whole lot of it does. And I can tell you the reason why it does. They like to be able to get underneath the table. You don't become a multimillionaire by running and being a senator or being a congressman and all that. Whenever you can go in and just be making whatever their salary is, and when you come out, you're a multimillionaire, somebody's paying you under the table. I want to say to you that, if you will, the Bible said over the book of Isaiah, chapter number 1 and verse number 4, you'll find is that he called Israel and said, "You're a sinful nation, buddy." And let me tell you something, we're a sinful nation that live in the United States here of America. We used to be one nation under God, now we're one nation without God. He said, "Ah, sinful nation, people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They've forsaken the Lord, and they provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger, and they're gone away backward." That's where we're at in the day and hour that we're living in. Remember over there in the book of Proverbs, the Bible said in chapter number 6 and about verse number 18, the Bible said, "Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall." See? You know, whenever you're looking at, you realize and know, is that we live in a world that's full of pride and arrogance and so forth and on. And let me tell you, while I love America and I want to be able to be respectful toward the flag of the United States of America, I believe that this crowd that's wanting to sew American flags on the seat of their britches ought to have it kicked clean up between their shoulders to where they had to take the flag off as a collar before they could ever go to the bathroom. I have no respect for people like that. In this lesson that you're looking at, you'll find that in the book of Psalms, chapter 33, and about verse number 12, the Bible said, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." I'm glad I know him in the free pardon of sin. I never dreamed I'd live long enough to be able to see America being traumatized and going backwards as far as we have in the day we live in. But it's here. Over in Proverbs 14, the Bible says in verse number 34, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is the reproach of any people." Now, I want to say before I close tonight, Donald Trump is going just as straight to hell as Joe Biden is. But I believe he loves America. He loves himself. But I do believe he's good for America. I mean, if he's going to run now, I don't like some of the things I've heard about Mr. DeSantis in the Social Security things he's voted against and the retirement age raised to 70. Now, what worries me, somebody said, "Well, have you heard him say that?" I hadn't heard him defend it. Somebody were to tell something like that about me, I'd tell him, "You're a bald-faced liar." See? It's on record. Yeah, it's on record. It sounds like a broke record. I just said all that to be able to say this. Even though old Donald's full of himself, he's self-centered, he's self-righteous, he's self-serving. I believe out of all the bad things you could say, that he is an American. And the best part of our life in the last many years has been while he was in the White House. Now, I don't look for him to end up being there again. I really don't. But I'm just saying to you that, if you will, something's gone wrong in the field. And I'm hoping across this country, you're not ever going to hear, listen, I don't care how many churches you go, how many churches you visit, especially if they're any size whatsoever, nobody's ever going to call that out plain. I mean, we'll do it, but now ain't nobody else going to call that out plain. You know, the reason being, don't you? They're afraid somehow or another that it might get back. I remember whenever Mr. Biden was in office, I wrote him a letter. And I said, "Now that you're president of the United States, you have the opportunity to do something that no other president before you's done." I also mailed that to George Bush when he went. It didn't do no good. But I told Mr. Obama, I said, "The Bible said that every king that ever did right in the sight of God got rid of sodomites out of the land." And then for those that don't know what a sodomite is, I explain it's a queer. No doubt that it's a fag. No doubt that it's a pervert. And every king that ever did right in the sight of God got rid of them out of the land. What will you do, Mr. President? Mailed it to him. I kept thinking at any time they'd come up, knock on my door, bring me a box of chocolates or something, saying compliments of the President of the United States. I remember when I sent that out across the country, I forget how many preachers, and one of them finally came up to me at a meeting and said, "Thanks for that article." I don't hear well. And I said, do what? That's all right. I'll talk to you later. That's where we're at in the day and hour that we're living in. Now, not among our folk. I know that. I know you'd charge hell with a bucket of gas in one hand and a flamethrower in the other one. But not everybody's going to do that. In the day and hour that we're living in, I got to say to you, is that, yeah, they're looking for the soul of America to destroy what little bit's left of her in the day and hour that we're living in. You know, I told you the other day, I wouldn't be good if I was in the military, and here's the reason why. If you sent me out there to fight the enemy, and I've got one in the crosshair, I'm not going to be waiting for somebody on a radio that's talking on another radio to give me permission to shoot. I'm going to be locked up, because if I've got you in the crosshair and you're the enemy, I'm going to say, boom, tell me when to shoot. That's right. They call that the rule of engagement. Who in the name of God puts a military personnel, a young man out there, and to face the enemy, and then he has to wait for permission to squeeze the trigger? Now, I'm going to tell you something's wrong with that. I said all that, and I'm closing with this. Something's wrong when a country is run by 9 people dressed up in a robe that most of them look like they've just gotten out of the nursing home or needed to go back in, and they don't have a clue what's going on. What kind of system is that? What kind of system allows an old man that absolutely can't find his way to the toilet, much less to the truth? What kind of people sit by and allow that to destroy their country? I'm going to tell you, you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. God said they're drunk, but not with wine. Yes, sir. They've got a spirit that God's put upon them that I can promise you. You ever notice when you're talking to some of your kin folks? Used to, you could talk to them. And I used to whenever I first started out here. And I'd preach and it'd be come around, and Mother's Day's about to show up. We're fixing to have that. I can remember on Mother's Day, people that hated my guts would show up for their mama. And after a while, they get under such conviction now, it's like, Mama, whether I ever see you again or not in church, I don't know, but I ain't coming listening to that. I'm telling you. I can remember whatever. I look at your kin folks, we're all excited about a special day. Now the most excitement they're ever going to find, the most exciting things they'll ever hear is, you know, the preacher died. And I'm going to tell you, they won't be no happier than I will be because of where I'm going, because of what I'm, you see what I'm talking about? Y'all think I'm just kidding whenever I tell you, if you go out there to that graveside and you see that mound of dirt on my side, you can jump up and down on it, because that's what I'll be doing. Now, you won't be able to see that with a naked eye, but I'm just telling you, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. See? I wonder tonight, is there not a cause in the day and hour we're living in? Is there not a cause? Sure there is. I hope you'll pray. I hope you'll pray one for another, these boys and girls that are here. I hope you'll pray that the grace of God that is bestowed upon us will be sufficient now as it has been in days past. And I'm certain that it will. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. Our Father, we want to say thank you for loving us while we were unlovable. We thank you now for the goodness of God that led and brought us to repentance. And Lord, while it's a sad day, and